Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a very, very special episode of Happy Hour-ish here on Exotica TV. As you can see, hopefully the jets don't interfere with anything that we're doing here, but we wanted to have a very special Halloween episode. So I'm your host, Jay. Beside me looks like something in a...
I'm Bat Dan.
It's Bat Dan. Hey, everybody.
I'm Bat Dan. Hello.
Welcome, Bat Dan.
I'm going to talk like this the entire show.
Oh, good luck for 68
luck.
Minutes.
It's going to hurt. I can do it.
Come on, man.
I know.
Keep going.
I will.
So you look, Bat Dan, you look like you are in a cave somewhere. Where? What's going on with you?
I'm in somewhere.
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Oh, my God. You're New Jersey Bat Dan. .com. Somebody's going to take that domain before this day is up.
At New Jersey Bat Dan.
There you go. That's impressive.
I need more whiskey.
Okay. Let me guess. I heard that bats really like peanut butter.
It is peanut butter whiskey. It's almost empty.
Don't worry. I think bats usually carry a backup bottle too.
And weed.
Bats smoke weed? Really? Wow. Okay. You know what? You learn something new every day. Oh, man. I like it. I don't know where we go from here, but I
don't know.
We just backed ourselves into a corner of Dan, Bat Dan doing his impersonations.
Cheers. Tables are for glasses, not for asses.
Cheers, everybody. Welcome to Happy Hour-ish, our Halloween Happy Hour-ish.
How was your week, Maverick?
Well, it wasn't too bad. I tried to pick up a woman at a local establishment. I sang her some You Lost That Love and Feeling. And let's just say, I'm banging the teacher. Pretty good week.
Yes.
Pretty good week. See? Thank you. Thank you very much.
Your fault, Goose is dead.
Who's dead?
Goose.
Dude, we're not that far apart, far along in the movie, man. I haven't even found out yet. You just ruined it for me.
Oh, shit.
Come on, Bad Dad.
My bad.
My bad.
Where are all those noises coming from in the background?
I don't know. It's probably something like coming off of my MiG.
Your MiG?
I don't know.
Those are French jets, you fucking moron.
Shit.
Those are F-16s.
Okay. Wait, the MiGs were what I'm chasing, right? Catch me up real quick. Okay.
They're the commies.
Okay. Okay, this makes sense. Sorry.
So guess what?
Yeah, by the way, this is four, Trump's America. Like this,
four more days.
four more days. Four more days. You know what? Where are your gloves? How do you expect to fight crime without gloves?
I'm not wearing any pants.
Oh my God. So,
how long I can do this? I'm sweating my eyeballs out.
Oh my God, Dan. Bat Dan. Okay.
Look at the budget he gave me. I got a fucking spider. Can't see it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, listen, I don't know how. You know what? Bat Dan. Yeah. You watch a lot of adult in your life?
Some?
Like, are you more of a, like what's your genre? Like, what do you search for when you go to bathub.com?
Supervillains.
No, that's the wrong answer. I, in fact, know a totally different answer because we've been tracking your internet devices, and I happen to know that you're into big boob MILFs.
Not true.
This is 100% true. We have captured all of your internet connection, all of your internet history coming out of your cave, and we found that you search hot big boob MILFs all day, every day.
Is this your attempt at introducing our guest?
I think it might be.
You're doing a horrible job.
Damn.
She's a nurse, not a MILF. She's a girl in a mask. Please welcome to the show, Taylor Stevens and Bella Rose.
Hi.
Yes, who is who?
Wait, why can't you?
Hey!
They couldn't see you. I kind of sound like a cross between Bat Dad.
You're scaring me.
And Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, yeah. I can't stand Gilbert Gottfried. Oh, my gosh. I saw him live once. I had to walk out.
Oh, my God. Ladies, so good to have you here on the show today. I'm so glad that you are putting up with the antics that are Bat Dad or Bat Dan and much taller, fatter Maverick. So, you know, this is by the way, the spray paint and the hair really, I think, is what makes the difference. But Dan, you are in the cave, man. You are set up perfectly, and you and I don't really matter, because if you look over to the left of us, left of us, you'll see these two. And, you know, at the end of the day, like, that was our 8-minute shtick, but now nobody's looking at us.
You should be small. Well,
so how long do we go until Dan breaks out of character? Like, can he talk like this for an hour?
I can do it forever.
Oh, man.
Are you challenging me? Because our conference call Monday will be like this.
They should always be like this.
Oh, my God. Cheers, everybody. You know what? It's great to have you guys on. If you have a drink, cheers. Cheers, everybody out there.
Every time I drink, I'm like.
There you go. You got to do the Donald Trump. You got to hold it with two hands.
Look, I'm crafty. I made skull ice cubes.
That's so cool. Dude. I love Halloween. That's so fucking awesome.
It was really cool until it just dripped all over my keyboard. Maverick, I need a new computer.
No, absolutely not. Maverick does not employ Bat Dan. He neither of us employ anybody.
What are you watching on Pornhub?
Me?
Dilf videos.
Dilf?
Dilf.
What's a Dilf? A Dilf. I thought Dilf would be a funnier joke.
Oh, yeah. That's like
come on, Batman.
So, ladies, have you missed Exotica this year?
Yes.
Is there going to be an Exotica?
Not this year. There will be, but it won't be this year. We're done for 2020. We are officially fork in the fucking shit. It's cooked. We're done.
This year is weird.
You got a better chance of seeing the same actor play Batman more than twice. Yeah.
Cancel 2020, please. Can we get back to normal?
Seriously. Yes. Like, if only we could just, like, you know, everybody keeps talking about the cancel culture. Let's just cancel 2020. Like, I think that's a nonpartisan thing. Everybody would be willing to just, like, chop it up, move it on, and start January 1st.
I would.
Now, where are you guys all based out of?
So, I'm in Toronto, Canada.
Okay. So, you're out of the country.
Our borders have been closed. So obviously I can't fucking go anywhere. So
The good news is none of us can come in. So, like, you know, that, it makes you just a little bit safer.
I mean, I love my American friends. However, our government literally said, like, they used to just extend it one more month, the border closing one more month. Now they're like, listen, until America gets their act together, until further notice. I'm like, what?
Yep.
Let
us know, you know.
It's us elite Canadians.
It's fucking China.
Batman.
China.
Is Batman, or is Bat Dan Republican or Democrat, or does he have a party?
I'm libertarian.
Which means liberal, right?
Yes. I mean, like.
What is libertarian?
Libertarian is basically. It's like one of those, you want to take all of the power away from the central government and put it towards the states. And, like, dude, which is kind of like the Constitution was written originally. Like, states.
Did you hear what she said?
I don't even know.
It sounds like meat.
Dan really, he's going to be in a Zoom call on Monday. We have an 11 o'clock, and I know he might actually pull this thing out.
I can do it.
I love Halloween. It should be every day.
Are you guys big Halloween fans?
Yeah,
no,
I think
it's like the devil's day.
What?
Well, okay. Please explain.
Oh, I don't know what to dress up as anymore.
Somebody told me it's your birthday soon.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I do sound like Gilbert Gottfried.
In 5 days after Halloween.
Happy birthday.
How can you not like Halloween
What when am it's I gotta supposed be a... to do? Be a slut again? Like, I'm that every day.
You know, it's
and
funny.
So I
dress it's funny.
Up as, like, you, a regular person.
You say that's exactly what you should do. You should dress up like, you know, like a normal street, you know, normal person on the street.
Soccer
like,
mom.
Yeah, soccer mom. Because literally Halloween for women is the opportunity to dress like you're in the adult business. So like there, you know, it's amazing how in the last 10 or 12 years, like, dude, when I was a kid, I was saying on a show a couple days ago, like I had a homemade He-Man costume that was like literally like pluffy, like whatever. And it was just Halloween was not like a sexy ass. Yeah, it was a furry. It was not like a sexy ass, you know, like Halloween costume kind of thing. In the last like 15 years, that's really been the, you know, the shift, I think.
Yeah. This is a sexy costume.
As Tay sits over here, like this outfit is just, it's, you know, it's going to make me crash my plane.
Maverick,
please don't.
Maverick, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Does this mask make my face look fat?
No, Bad Dan. Black is very slimming.
So, did you know?
You can't see black. It's like dark.
Did you know that Bella, on her 18th birthday, when she was 18, she joined my free cams.
Right.
And started her career.
Wow. And this was how long ago?
On her 18th birthday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how many years ago was that?
She's.
I'm going to be 24.
She's very young.
Man. So that was like what?
So wait a second. You're 24. What year were you born?
96.
Okay. The year I graduated high school. That's not as bad as. Like now you every
it's
time
not as bad
like
as graduating at 86.
that's true too. But you know, now there's like 2000 people, like girls that are born in 2000 that are like, it's like,
you know,
I remember being blown away.
That was born in 2020, I'm almost positive.
In porn?
Yes. No.
I was like, that's a baby.
Yeah, no, that's a Bad Dan, you missed with that one. That was like borderline. Like
voice isn't really, it's gravitated into something else. Affleck.
All right.
Oh my god. This is like
I can't talk like that anymore.
But okay, Dan, like, you did.
Did
you know what, Dan?
Great character?
You did a great job. Nice job.
Yeah, but you can't do that.
No. He
He did it.
You lasted almost 15 minutes,
like
Dan. Almost 15 minutes.
Tay's voice sounded more like Batman than mine.
Yeah, no, it was slipping into like the beyond. You had moved on
to
like
Gilbert, like I said, Gilbert Godfrey.
Right. Yeah, yeah, no, definitely. But you did it. It was a valiant effort,
like,
man.
Like the fucking parrot in Aladdin.
It's like the dude from AC/DC. Like, how does that guy sing like that? Like, how do you sing 2 hours screaming at the top of your lungs? Like, I mean, that alone
is
impressive.
It's like webcamming. I straight talk for 8 hours a day, so there goes my voice.
It's like doing crack, except not.
Yeah, exactly, girl. Yes.
Why not do both?
We can't.
I'm just kidding. Crack. Listen, we're all about the cannabis here. We're all about the barley and hops. We don't do crack here. Crack is whack.
Crack. Crack is
whack.
Crack is whack.
He slipped back into his impersonation.
Is that what people in LA do when they're like talking to themselves on the street? Is that what they do? Like, I can't figure out.
Meth. Meth is like the crusher.
Don't step on the crack or break your mama's back.
Oh my god, that's an old one.
Okay.
From 1984, maybe. Actually, before 1984. Oh my god. I don't even know.
Good choice of not wearing the Jason mask.
I hate that. Jason from Freddy Krueger.
Yeah. Or Friday the 13th, why that bothers you?
Bad decision, Dan. You should have scared her.
That scared you?
We did.
I like watched something when I was younger about that, and it was like on replay, and I literally am haunted by it.
Jay, take me off screen for a little bit here.
What are you doing?
Wait, what are you going to do?
But he's actually going to fight
he
a crime.
Just leave.
He will be right back. He saw the Bat Dan signal go off.
He's gonna do something evil.
And he's obviously responding to somebody. I mean, oh wait.
Why would you do that to me?
Oh, God.
Crushing my ears.
That's just so funny.
What are you doing? Doing another day.
I love the ears. That's.
I can't. Yeah. I can't take you seriously. I can't.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
Take it off.
She doesn't like it, Dan.
I'm going to cry.
She doesn't like it.
You can't make girls cry. It's not good.
Damn.
What the fuck?
Yo, listen. Bat Dan is a bad motherfucker. Okay.
Where's that, Ted?
Clearly.
Where's Ted?
No. No, absolutely not.
On that note.
I'm getting a clown back.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You're nuts.
Anyway.
Where are you going to go with this now, Batman? Bat
Derek Dan? Would not approve.
I don't understand,
Dan, why you're doing this. Clearly, you don't understand the true character of Batman.
Some things he said are just so smart. I'm
like, what? Half of it's the accent, too. I mean, it's kind of like it butters it over. Clearly. You know?
Clearly, you don't understand that Jason Voorhees. He sounds like Stewie from fucking.
Yeah, he does. Hey. I got Stewie on my wall, but he's Bill Belichick Stewie, he's on my wall. So.
Next time Derek calls me and starts talking, I'll be like, "Hey, maybe it's like Peter Griffin."
How many voices do you have?
Cheers, easy.
I'm actually doing a good job today.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, this is actually working out for me. Maybe I got
a
future.
A new career in like voices.
Oh my God! See, that's what I'm saying. And the beauty of it too is that as we stream, like,
hey, Mag.
I just every once in a while I flip over to Tay and her giant boobs, and you put them on the big screen, and you watch like Periscope constantly like tick up, and then you like flip back over. You flip back.
But
I mean,
it's me. It goes down.
No. Dan and I are the only people that make this thing go down. Let's just be.
Actually,
Dan might actually be picking it up today.
Does your back hurt?
No, because like I used to be 300 pounds, right? And I started in this business at 300 pounds. So like I carry weight well. So imagine me carrying 300 pounds.
She's light
all over.
Now.
I'm 5'4".
Right.
So I carry.
Did you put it all in your tits?
No, I was 300. My thighs were like, woo. But
when we first met Tay, she was doing all BBW work.
Hey, do you have a picture of Tay like before somewhere?
I don't.
There's tons out there.
Go get one, Jay.
All right, I will.
It's like, So I started in this industry in BBW and I loved it, right? Like I was very confident as a bigger girl. Like I didn't feel like I looked any less attractive, but I loved my curve. But my health was at risk, so. And I've been through some serious shit with health, so health first over everything, guys.
Well, and like we said, you know, before the show, and now, like we're happy to have you back and have you in one piece, and you know, you've been awesome. You've been to so many Exoticas across the course of time, and then also with Exotica TV, I've actually seen and talked to Tay more this year than any other year. Because
correct.
This is like we've done 3 or 4 shows, which is, you know, hours, and like it's been great. If I have to find a shining, like, you know, star of like quarantine, because a lot of it's fucking sucked. It's been being able to like
it all sucks
to get together and like, you know, like chop it up with you guys. So
yeah, I love
so
that.
cheers, happy
cheers
hours.
To her and her tits.
Seriously. I was going to say health, but you know what? Tits is fine.
Tits are healthy.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
Batman, why aren't you drinking?
I drank.
Bat Dan only drinks peanut butter whiskey. Peanut butter whiskey, not something that like makes.
It's probably apple juice.
It probably is. And he's vaping CBD.
You fucker.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I'm doing.
It's show ends and no.
Take your vitamins, kid, and say your prayers.
I can actually confirm it is what it is, because Dan would usually call me an hour after the show and be like, dude, I'm fucking wasted.
After the show.
No.
This is the only night I drink.
Yeah, it's true.
Whatever.
You know what? I will say that, remember in the beginning of quarantine, it was all like, everybody was like, dude, I'm becoming an alcoholic. Like, I could drink every day and like, this is just not good. Now, I think life's gotten a little bit back to normal. Like, I don't think the fear of alcoholism, I think it's just like deep, dark depression.
People
like,
can't afford to drink.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah. Dude, it's listen. I
like,
swear
how many
to God.
Guys do I have to date in 2020?
Like, can you imagine? Like,
yeah, so
I find I am the least depressive person in the world. I'm kind of like whatever. I'm really good with that stuff. This
You're
shit is
positive
is,
always.
Pretty much, and like, I but this shit's to. Fucking me up. Like, it's the first time this in my life where I'm just like. You know, and obviously with Exotica, like that shit's done. Like it's done until we fix this and we
it
come back
done.
And like whatever. It's
oh,
it's done.
Stop with that fucking blah 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 COVID. Woe is me.
Like
woe is me. The fucking Rona.
Seriously though, like
try having a legion of supervillains trying to kill you every day.
Oh my god, that must be hard.
A car and a utility.
Okay. You know what, it's true. Look, mental health is very important. I know that. I just want to say that. And I'm used to being inside on cam a lot, right? So when this shit happened, I'm on cam even more. And all the trolls, it's like they're Super Bowl. They were waiting for this COVID moment. The trolls were like, yes. Now I have to stay home and she has to stay home too. So it's really tough to maintain positivity during this time. It's tough, but if you can do it,
And more girls are camming because they're bored, so the competition. So.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of trolls, I once fought the mole people.
How'd that turn out for you?
We won. Batman won, mole people zero.
Yeah, right.
Nice job. Nice job.
Good job. Good job,
I have to ask you a question. Who's more distracting right now, me or Evan Stone would be?
You know what? I know where you're coming from. I never know where Evan's coming from. Like Evan, as soon as it, by the way, so I got into this, like, I don't know if you saw it. I posted this thing on Facebook yesterday. It was kind of a political thing. And like, I, you know, it's saucy online right about now, like before Tuesday. And you know, I was going back and forth, whatever. And one of my buddies hit me up and he's like, my high school friend. And he's like, you know, I'm reading your whole thing and it's entertaining or whatever. He's like, then I get to the Evan Stone line, you know, and it's like, you know, because people outside of the bubble, you know, all of a sudden are like stumbling their way through like random kid that you went to high school with, you know, pro against Donald Trump, like whatever. And, you know, Evan Stone pops up and throws his ideas out there. He's much more manageable online. In real life, that dude is literally the craziest off the wall kind
he's
of.
He's so
like,
crazy. He's so nice, but he's so crazy.
Crazy is fun, right?
I also know that we would never be able to do a socially distanced Exotica as long as Evan was around. Because there's no way. I've never actually shook that guy's hand. Like, from the first time I met him, he's like, I'm a hugger. You know, he's just like, you know, and so he's the one person in my life. You know, guys often have a thing where it's like, you're going to do the handshake, the hug, the half handshake, the, you know, what's going on here? Evan, there's never a doubt.
I love that because I'm a hugger too.
Let's be serious for a moment.
I'm like a side hugger.
That is serious. Huggers are nice. I miss hugging.
So I want to get back to like Bella's,
but you can't
like
just hug everyone.
So we kind of
no, but like it's nice to feel comfortable and hug. Like it's like good to see somebody and be like, oh, good to see you. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Like
it's like the happy hug or the creepy Ron Jeremy hug.
I can tell the difference when someone's trying to hug me just to feel my tits, and when someone really wants to hug me because they love me. So I guess.
I mean, what else are you gonna feel?
Listen, it's but with one of those groups of people, it's only an after effect. Like it's not the actual reason they're doing it. Versus like,
confused.
Right.
All
right.
What else am I gonna feel? Maybe they're hard on, so I don't know.
It's better than feeling.
So your 18th birthday, you sign up for My Free Cams, right? And you create what was your name on there again?
Cupcake Barbie.
We have a cupcake du jour that works for us.
Yes.
She loves cupcakes. I assume you love cupcakes and you love Barbie.
Yeah.
It's probably a safe bet.
So anyway, so you sign up on your 18th birthday and then 2 days later you quit your jobs?
Yeah, I mean, at first I was like, I don't believe you can really make money doing this. And I guess I really could. I got banned off there at first for like sticking a beer bottle up my vagina. But I didn't have any toys at that time, so like I had to use that. And then like they were
Wait, hold on.
She parlayed her no money having
Dude, where's Jay? You're skipping right over the things here. You're saying
go for it.
On my free cams.
Don't drug test me.
On my free cams, it's actually frowned upon of sticking beer bottles in orifices.
Yes. Can break and kill you.
Oh, is that why?
It's dangerous.
That makes total sense.
Okay, now it makes sense.
I didn't think when I was 18, I was like, man, I don't know. It kind of looks like a whatever. So like,
Is doing a video podcast from the deck of an aircraft carrier dangerous?
Yes. That's really wrong.
Be careful out there.
So we convert this show after we're all done. We're going live right now. Hi, people on Periscope, Twitter, and all that fun shit. Or if you're listening to this later on, thanks for joining us and all that fun shit. But we convert the video to an audio podcast on iTunes and Spotify.
Oh, this is not going to translate.
This show's not going to translate. No. They can't just see the ridiculousness going on right now.
Literally nothing about
talking like that.
But you know what? Maybe that'll, if you're listening to the podcast and you think how ridiculous these guys actually sound, they look even more ridiculous. So like, it's not just audio, it's the video too. Go to exotica.tv.
I'm a fucking 50-year-old fucking man wearing a fucking
in a bat Dan cave.
That's pretty common.
Yeah. See,
from North Carolina, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean,
is that like commonplace in North Carolina?
That's shit we see on cam, guys. This is actually very normal. What's the craziest thing we see on cam?
Hey, what's the craziest thing you've ever seen on cam?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say it.
You can say the beauty of America, First Amendment, it's baby. Say whatever you've seen.
I legit see like the craziest shit on camera. I'll give you like my top three. Like a couple doing crack together with the crack pipe. I don't know if that's crack.
With the bulb in the thing.
So I just happen to know what crack looks like. So for the next one, a guy rolling around in the bathtub in his own shit, and he wanted me to tell him like how he's a dirty boy and all of that.
Did you?
That was like,
for the record, you can say that here, but you can't say that on Vivid Radio. Go ahead, continue.
Oh well. Anyway, he was covered in feces. I'll use a better word. He's covered in feces, and he made a lot of money. He's covered in shit. So whatever. That's another thing.
Duty.
But like sometimes I block people. And then I had this like 95-year-old man with dementia.
Right.
And he was just like, show me this, show me that. And like, and then he just like fell over and I didn't know what to do. So I just like, and then he was gone. So I was like, I obviously reported it. He said somebody, I don't know. Maybe I can, let me check his heart rate. I don't know. But
what about Bella? What about in your many 2+ years or whatever the hell it's been of camming? What's the craziest thing you've seen?
Also, in all that, I drank too much. Okay, I don't know what I'm allowed to say, but there was this person. He's like, you tell me to do whatever, and I'll do it, and I'll pay you whatever. And I was like, I told him to do a bunch of funny stuff, and then I was like, stick a fork in your like. You know where guys pee from or whatever.
Piss hole. The piss hole.
Yeah, the piss hole.
And he did it.
He stuck a fork in there. I actually saw it.
It's a urethra. Clearly you don't know what you're speaking about.
Well, I didn't know the term.
Oh my God.
That was my Derek impersonation again.
So yeah, he did it. He really did it. And ever since I want to see it again.
Well, no, no.
I think it's cool. I don't know why you guys don't want
to. Okay, listen, you know what? If you tip enough.
Do you think if girls put something in them, it would hurt?
Jay, you've had surgery, right? Or no?
Who?
What kind of surgery? Yeah, have I ever been under anesthetic or whatever?
Neck surgery?
Right.
When I had my neck surgery, they put a fucking, because, you know, I couldn't move for a day or so. They put a catheter in my fucking schlong. Yeah. Right? So. They stick a fucking tube in your pee-pee hole and like snake it up there.
Dude, you want to hear a story? You want to hear a story about a urethra?
Hold on, Holy shit, there's somebody in there with you. Look out, Bella.
Sorry, I needed a phone charger, okay?
Let me give you a 60-second. Let me give you a 60-second urethra story. You ready?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I had cancer. So I had to have the same thing that Dan had, right? And so like I'm in there, like I was knocked out and had like tumors and all fucked up and like was in a like a drug induced coma, and they like I sat there. Basically what happens is they start treating you and the tumors break down and they're passed by you pissing them out, right? Yeah. So I I had one in my shoulder and one in my stomach. But like when they break up, that's how they actually like exit your body. So, you know, weeks into like my, you know, what my stay at the Boston Children's Hospital, the time comes, like it literally, it's like when a woman's water breaks, like it just comes out and it goes. And I started to like pass like the tumors and my catheter plugged.
Oh no.
So they literally had to like take it and yank it out. Like it was like they used like a numbing cream and basically were just like, you know what, bite this wallet. Like here we go, and pulled it out. And it was the most horrifying like experience for like 5 seconds. And then all of a sudden when you start to actually piss, you're like, oh,
you feel relieved.
Oh my
yes,
God.
I know.
Oh my God. Oh, like it takes away any horrible, like, you know, experience, feeling, whatever. So that's my urethra story.
Anyway, so those are very, very disturbing stories.
But
three.
You're stronger because of it.
I am. I'm a cancer survivor. And as you are, Tay, and like, you know, I like I tell everybody,
it
makes you literally, it you know, it changes the way that you live your life, you know? So yeah. Yes, I think it's, we're both blessed for it.
Yeah.
So it's basically like,
So, Let's get serious here for a moment.
That was serious.
You said that twice.
That
now.
Was very serious.
I don't know. I don't want to hear his fucking cancer stories anymore. He's been riding that wave for fucking 30 years.
Oh, seriously? Oh, I've gotten a lot from
dying.
It.
That's
he's got.
Once you survive from cancer, you ride it as long.
Thank you, Dan.
It.
See,
you're always a survivor.
You're bullying him.
He's milked it to meet like a, you know, a future Hall of Famer twice.
Twice.
He's milked it to get free shit.
What? No. I've never gotten
sympathy.
Listen, Bat Dan is a salty dude. Okay, like he's
parents killed in front of you by a man.
Oh my
god! You're killing
me. You guys are crazy.
Oh my god. Okay.
So
yep.
Here's the thing. So all right. Anyway.
So here's the thing.
I wonder what my girlfriend's gonna like. I wonder what Kathy, if she watches this week, Jay, what is she gonna look at with me? Like, is she just gonna want to like?
She won't even know it's
is she
me.
Ashamed
That's
of me right
mask.
Now?
But you
know
what?
You guys do that in the
with
her. I actually streamed. I streamed this to my personal Facebook page tonight. Like, I don't ever stream shows, but it's so ridiculous that I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna go all in. So like, literally, Mr. Webley, my high school, you know, English teacher. Good to see you, Mr. Nelson. Good to see you. You know, it's my grandparents. I, you know, so. You know what, Dan? Sometimes you just gotta wear it like a patch, baby. That's right.
All right.
Yep.
Bad dad's high.
I think we need a drink, guys.
I'm taking a shot in my Patriots glass.
I'm stressed about cancer now.
So here's it. So yeah. So Tay, I don't think you met my girlfriend. Jay obviously knows
she?
Kathy. She's working.
Where
right
is
now.
She?
She's working.
Bring her out.
But we're bringing her out.
Kathy, I wish we could bring you in. But if you want to FaceTime, text me and then we'll bring you in. But anyway, what was I going to say? Oh,
so
she's not in the business and she looks at it. So in a different way. And she always asks me like different questions she would like me to ask her guests or just things that she thinks I may or may not know. So Jay, it's time for Cat's Curious. Because your name is Kathy. Oh, Kathy. Anyway. Jay's got. You can't see it, but Jay's got a cute little graphic cover.
Yeah, you guys don't actually get to watch the show.
Wait,
I'm like,
kind of. Like
she's a regular girl, a woman.
It depends how many drinks she's had.
My life partner. She's awesome.
Love you, Kathy.
And I don't know if you guys are in relationships or if you are, if you would like to discuss.
Or admittedly. No.
You would like to discuss one. So, but have you ever, so my girlfriend, as I said, is not in the business. Have you, do you date people that have a hard time sometimes with what you do? Like that are going to get jealous about it?
Yeah. Do what? Will I or did I? Have I?
Have you?
Absolutely.
Like, what's the difference?
That's
like,
why I'm single. No one can handle that shit. Like, these, every guy will be like,
I can't handle that shit.
Every guy will be like, yeah, babe, totally understand. I understand it's your job. If you want to do hardcore, it's okay. Yeah, until it's not okay. Trust me. Nope. Absolutely not. Zero. No.
And so you've never met a guy that would ever like actually live through with that. Most guys like what you're saying, Tay, is most guys would be like, yeah, I'm cool with this. Yeah, we're good. Like, I get it. And then they slowly try and break you down.
They're really
and like
just fans who want to get it in and then control you. And then they're annoying. And then
I dated an amazingly understanding person for a long time. Until, there's always an until in this business, right? Until there's a point where you're, like, especially now, like, listen, this is a full-time job, OnlyFans, Snapchat, this, that, that. Like, there is literally zero time for anyone else if you are, you know, successful and busy, right? So, like, it's not necessarily always about insecurity with men. It's sometimes it's about, where's the time for me? Like, I don't even have time for me. How am I going to have time for someone else?
Okay, so that's...
I'm busy, and they get mad, and there's a lot of jealousy, but it's not really always about insecurities. Like,
that's actually really interesting, Tay. Like, normal people would assume, aside from Bat Dan, would assume that, like, you know, the main issue would be, you know, you actually having sex with somebody else. That you're saying, like, there's a lot of that, like, it's not actually based on this. Just, like, the time that it takes for you to do what you got to do. And, you know, just all the other shit that people that don't do what you do for a living still do.
Right. And
you know what I mean?
I don't have sex. Yeah, I don't have sex. I haven't done hardcore or anything like that. But, so, it's still an emotion. You have emotional connections with your, like, fans. And especially on camera, you build relationships, right? So, basically, it's tough for someone that you're with and you're kind of giving all of your attention to all these online relationships and you're not giving it to them.
Right.
And so it's for me, like, it's like I don't want to get involved with someone where I can't give them the time that they deserve.
Right.
So that's part of the reason why I stay single, because it's just more of a burden than it is. It's more of a burden than it is. Like, and
there's always a chance. There's always a chance, right? At least I'm a believer that there's always a chance.
You have to have a really, like, really, really understanding and confident, not cocky person in your life. Because cockiness is, forget about
it. It's annoying as fuck.
I could smell it a mile away, and that's it. You're done.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
People say they can smell me. Batman smells. Jingle bells. Robin laid an egg.
Yeah, like,
oh, I'm scared my dick isn't like up to par to porn dick. Well, no shit, but they don't always want porn dick.
Thank you. Yeah,
and you know what though? But listen, I gotta say, as a 42-year-old guy, if somebody had asked me at like 23,
I would love porn dick.
If somebody would have asked me at 23 if I like thought that I could like jump in on that situation and be.
You guys are so fucking hilarious. Like, I can't.
I don't even know. I can't even get past porn dick. Like, I don't even know where that story went.
Porn dick. Clown dick.
And then there's another thing, and I'm sure Bella knows too. Like, you're on camera, right? Or you're like, you're in a scene or whatever. And you're like, so these guys want you to be that. And it's like, if you're a cook all day, the last thing you want to go do is come back home and fucking cook, right?
Yeah, I like it from the side and gentle. Thank you.
Exactly.
And I
like it hard and rough. But
my ex was like, I know you have more tricks. I know you're holding back on me. I'm like, I don't have any more tricks. Like,
no, I use those at like 11 a.m. this morning. They're completely gone.
I can do riddles.
I can do tricks too. Life is all about balance, guys. Just balance. You gotta balance.
Holy shit, she has Lysol wipes.
I'm a nurse. Gotta have it. gotta have it.
You can't even find Lysol wipes.
Could you balance people on that? Like,
yeah, like I have this little Smurf guy. I kind of like take him. It's another fetish on camera, guys. So he kind of sits with me, hangs out, and then if I ever get mad at him, I just and he's done.
Keep that.
Tell you haven't even done. We're 40 minutes in, and you haven't even clapped yet.
So Jay.
So.
There we go. Yes.
It's so that Jay called me up after the show, or texted me after the show, and said that was our best show last week. Jay, I think this is our best show.
There's no doubt.
I motorboat myself.
Is Ted laughing over there? Where's
Ted? So Ted's like, he's again my studio audience. He is sitting in the chair next to my desk, obviously on the airline carrier or the whatever this fucking thing is, and. I look over and he's actually trying to like cover his mouth and not laugh. So it makes me feel good about myself.
We're funny. Are we funny, Ted? Blink twice.
I want to see
He'll hear that in 20 seconds. No, you're not allowed. He's nope. Absolutely not. Nope. You know what? You'd lose the air. Ted's off the side of the aircraft carrier. Okay. Like he's literally hovering in midair. Like he's
better be.
Yeah, no, he is, by the way, the most important thing of this because, you know, yeah, I don't know. It's
okay. Yes, Ted's dead. Zed's dead, baby. Ted's dead.
Zed's dead, but Ted's still alive, and he's over here next to me, off the side of the aircraft carrier. Listen, with that being said, I'm gonna actually like throw to this because Ted was a guy that made this thing happen. So we do this thing on Exotica TV on Happy Hour-ish called Weekly Update with Jay Handy, and it is, you know, one of the kind of like a catch up every week of like all the different stuff that we do and, you know, all the ridiculousness that there is in the world. So I kind of run through a few stories. Well, you know, it fills some time with happy hours. So I figured I'd jump into it now. What do you say? Dan, you ready?
Yep.
Oh, he's so ready. All right, listen. Welcome, everybody.
Bad Dan. Dan's ready too.
All right, cool. Bad Dan. So listen, my stories of the week. So starting with a story from Costco. Costco has dropped a coconut milk manufacturer amidst allegations that the brand used forced monkey labor. Okay?
Well,
we've moved beyond child labor. We have now moved to forced monkey labor. Don't expect to find coconut milk on Costco shelves at your next shopping trip. The retailers pledged to not stock coconut products made from a certain Thai manufacturer that apparently officials from the People of Ethical Treatment of Animals have said that they're being forced to basically harvest this stuff. Costco followed. Dude, they're now slave monkeys is basically what this works out to. Okay. Costco.
I have a question.
No, listen, you're
why
not.
Do they call it? Hold on. Why do they call it almond milk?
We're not talking.
It's almond. It's coconut milk we're talking about.
Because nut juice just doesn't have a good ring to it.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
Continue.
Costco follows Walgreens, Food Lion, Giant Foods, and Stop and Shop that have all stopped stocking brands of coconut milk, included from this like certain manufacturer.
Because it's monkeys.
Listen, due to pressure from the United States, Costco also announced yesterday that they will, quote unquote, go back to getting their coconut milk the good old fashioned way, forced child labor. So there we go. That's story number two. A man high on meth. All right. This guy high on meth was arrested this week for throwing cash out the window and onto people below, the police say. A man who scattered money from this high rise in a haze. Apparently he was in. This is all coming out of China. OK. I don't know if you guys know, but like China. And meth China. Don't exactly go hand to hand. Like every drug in China is completely illegal.
They gave us the flu.
Officers were called into a neighborhood in southwestern China after bystanders gathered along the road to watch the resident rain money from the sky, a local media reported. The man faces charges of narcotics abuse. But as you know, here in the United States, we call that any given day in the Bible Belt. All right, next.
I live in the Bible Belt.
There you go. So you understand
I
the joke.
I want to come to the Bible Belt.
All right. So here's a cool one. You ready? NASA has discovered an ultra-rare asteroid worth an estimated, you ready for this? $10,000 quadrillion.
What?
So for those of you that are keeping track at home, that's a one followed by 19 zeros.
Okay.
All right. So while, what was it? While most asteroids are made of rock and ice, this asteroid that was just spotted, it has 27.2 quadrillion tons of iron and coil and nickel. So the Hubble telescope saw this thing, provided a closer look at the metallic asteroid that is currently orbiting space between Mars and Jupiter, over 370 million kilometers from Earth. All right. In other related news, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos was quoted as saying, "I call dibs."
Why not?
Right.
Yeah. No, yeah. Yeah.
So I call dibs. So next up, we got, and we're getting to the end. So here we go. So in the Philippines this week, a cockfighting raid turned deadly after a rooster attack. It ended up attacking and killing a police officer. At first, I saw this, I was like, okay, like these things are mean and they like peck at each other, whatever. But really, like, you know, how does a cop die of this?
Like, I mentioned my parents that were murdered.
Batman, seriously. So a police officer was killed during a raid of an illegal cockfighting event in the Philippines this week when a rooster and had a blade on its leg and slashed the cop, causing a fatal wound. It went down on Tuesday when cops descended on an illegal cockfighting ring in northern Samir, where the sport has been outlawed due to COVID, the whole COVID thing. So here's the deal. It wasn't outlawed before COVID. COVID was literally the straw that broke the camel's back. Like, that was the thing that was like, you know, in the Philippines, we're like, we'll let them fight. Oh, by the way, we can tie knives to their legs. Yeah, we're good. Okay. Well, you know what? The pandemic is the thing that really fucked this up. Okay.
You can stuck a fucking giant salami in your vagina.
Gina.
But you can't use a beer bottle. That's the thing you can't do.
Right. So, the cop was hit in the left thigh, and the blade from the rooster reportedly sliced through the femoral artery of this dude, which ultimately caused him to bleed out on the spot. Think about that. Of course, this once again proves that roosters hate pigs. All right. So. Yes. Okay. So next up, and usually as I like to, like when I make my way out, oh my God, don't make me keep this picture up for very long. I like to just read a headline and we just like keep,
I can't see it.
And we just keep moving. Okay. I'm not even going to tell you about what it is. I'm just going to, you know, whatever. So anyways, listen.
It's fucking Don Knotts.
No. Minnesota woman died this week of coronavirus.
It's Donald Trump.
Her obituary said, in lieu of flowers, please do not vote for Donald Trump.
Oh, wow.
So, listen, this is Weekly Update with Jay Handy. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I'm going to throw it back to you, Dan. What do you say, Danny Boy?
I say MAGA.
You're a MAGA fan?
I'm Canadian. So
Don't do it.
Who would you vote for, Tay, if you were here?
Me? Trump.
Cabela's
for Trump.
I'm a Canadian. I have to stick with my. You know what?
Dude, she's got like a studly ass dude that runs her country like a normal human being would. Okay? Like
they just live
Justin Trudeau is the man. Like that guy, you know, is like, he snowboards, he hangs out, he's like,
we're fucked. But our premier, our premier is trash, though. Doug Ford and his brother, may his brother rest in peace. But they're all, our premiers suck. But yes, I will.
What's a premier?
Just a different governmental setup.
Yeah, right? It's just different governmental. Wait,
what happened? Didn't you guys have a fucking crazy ass, like crack smoking, like hooker banging?
Well, Doug Ford, who is our premier, right?
No, who was the guy, though? That was, he was mayor.
Doug Ford's brother, Rob Ford, who died. Yes.
Oh, he died?
Yeah, he died like a couple years ago.
What a shocker. He was such a clean living person.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, he's doing such good for the community, kind of like his badass fucking brother right now. So, look, our premier sucks. That's all. But our Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, hopefully is making good strides for us. So I don't know what it's like in America. Like, I don't know what I would do.
Crazy here in America. My Trump sign keeps getting stolen, and they graffitied a truck in my yard. And
it's fucking fucked up over there. Like, it's cutthroat.
I just, you know, so, like, I just can't wait.
It's
four more days. It is what it is at this point. It is what it is at this point.
It's brutal. It is.
Jay's boiling over there. But anyway, we'll get off the politics because we don't like doing politics. I just want to get through this. Why can't we?
No, you know what? I'm okay to dabble in a little bit of politics, and I will. I will tell is a story of today or yesterday. Actually,
more weed.
Listen, I on Facebook. We all know Facebook is like a horrible place, like for everybody. Like Twitter, it's like it, it, it. Well. Yeah, but like you get in with like family members that you don't like agree with, and like it's just it's, you know, dude, my grandmother's on Facebook, like, you know what I mean? You just kind of whatever. But I had a conversation yesterday with a buddy of mine who was of the exact opposite belief of me, and we went through like literally like 70 comments. Of course, with Exotica, I have a lot of time to burn, so like apparently now I can sit on Facebook and do this, and. At the end, we were like, I don't agree with you and you don't agree with me, but we're cool. Like, go. The reason we like, you know, we're friends was from like we shared some like for certain bands or whatever. Like, go put that on. Chill out. Relax. Like, it's, you know, it's all. Yeah, that's what it was. What was the Rembrandts? What was their number one hit, Dan? Tell me.
I'll be there for you.
Oh, it was the fucking Friends song. Oh, God, I wish I didn't ask that question.
I'm way too young to know.
Nobody told me it wouldn't be this way.
Oh my God. Like, anyways, I hope that in 3 days or 4 days or whatever it is that like we draw this to I'm just over it. Like it just it needs to end. Like, do I believe that one way is infinitely better than the other? Yes, I do. That being said, I understand that other people feel the exact opposite way. So we're not changing anybody's mind anymore. You know what I mean? Like, time to just like, you know.
I mean, I've changed a couple minds.
was that like pre-cum or after-cum? Because I have to feel like pre, you promise anything, and after, you're just like, yeah, I'm not definitely not voting for that fucking jerk off. Either jerk off, by the way. Don't think that I'm pointing it either way. Like, I'm just saying.
Okay.
That's the same situation. My very best friend in the world, she's in Vegas, right? Brianna. She's pro-Trump everything, right? So, like, I'm not in America. I can't decide for everybody, but she is just pro-Trump, but we'll never let that interfere with, you know, our friendship. So I hate when politics and religion and shit like that gets mixed up. Like, let people do what they want to do and individually respect them.
I think it's...
People's no list just because I'm a Trump supporter.
For sure.
That sucks.
I'm like, okay, bitch.
She told me to, like, prepare for war. She's like, civil war is coming. Get yourself some toilet paper and canned foods. I'm like, what are you talking about?
You're all gonna die.
What?
I didn't even stock up.
But. Got this shit. We got it.
In the immortal words of a family member of mine, I wish everybody could just get along. You know, like I wish that, like, it just, you know.
In the immortal words of my parents as they were getting shot.
That's
someone
brutal.
Say shot? Should I take another shot?
Take another shot. There you go.
I need like three.
Okay, well, you know what?
And I'm small, so like
you're tiny.
I do need to get another beer. I'll be right back. You guys enjoy my background. I'm not even going to click off right now.
Where's he going? You guys can't just leave.
He's going beneath deck to pee.
Again?
I'm holding my pee.
He's got a small bladder. So let's talk here.
I've had to pee this whole time.
We can say whatever we want now.
What?
We can say whatever we want now. So
regular. This is all alcohol.
Still gorgeous.
So when Jay comes back, gotta ask him two things. What does a J stand for?
Okay.
Jerk off.
No, you gotta ask him what the J stands for.
Jizz.
And let's see, what other things can we ask him that he won't know? Ted, help me here, Ted.
I wanna do something that'll make him like, what?
Ask him if he loves
what?
Ask him if he loves Farrah Abraham.
Oh, no one loves her.
I mean, I'm just going to plead the fifth.
That was really mean.
No one loves her.
Okay, they love her, but I always
she's a horrible human. Right.
I don't know her personally. I'll share the story
with it. Jay'll enjoy it. We were reminiscing.
She was at Exotica, wasn't she? Did you guys have her at Exotica one time?
We did. We're gonna talk about it in a second. So we gotta ask him the question though.
Okay, I'll ask.
Here he's coming back. Jay, where are you, Jay?
Jay.
He's back.
I bet he listened, Faker.
Ted probably fucking had him.
So the question.
No, Jay,
back.
You say it.
What's your question?
Well, they had a question. They wanted to know what the J stood for.
Yeah.
Jingleheimer.
That deserves an explanation.
What's a Jingleheimer?
No, it's not that.
I thought the second, I was a Jingleheimer. The second thing,
Tay, what was it?
So I wanted to know, because, like, how do you feel about Farrah Abram?
Because, like, yeah.
Is she actually in the news again?
No.
No, we just wanted
to know. Oh, you want to know what I think about? Are you trying to coax what I did this week out of me? Like,
we just genuinely wanted to know.
Did Dan tell this to her movie with a fleshlight?
Did Dan tell you about, like, his run-in with Farrah Abraham?
No.
Bad Dan? About? Yeah, no. We've had a lot of like pseudo celebrities, right, along the years. Like, some that have, you know, been on their way up, most that have been on their way down. We've got to meet a lot of different people. The crazy thing was we met Teen Mom Farrah Abraham. She was going down, and she was like 21 years old. So, like, we've now been like 10, 15, 20 years past that point. I'll let Dan take it from here.
So anyway. Yeah.
By the way, the facts that Dan is expressing right now are not the written facts or feelings of Exotica TV totally or 3 Expo events.
I'm reading your fucking email.
Oh, my God.
So she was supposed to come to a show. She turned out to be like a major issue with stuff. Then she started requesting all this extra like treatment, like extra security just for her and all this stuff. So we just said, you know what? Maybe it's best you don't come to the show. So she says, here's her email. Hello, Dan Davis.
Most importantly, all in caps.
All in caps. And tons of misspells.
Caps is annoying as fuck.
I was so sad to see that you were again creating issues, even with my legal department. I will add this to the police report as evidence. Your whole operation is jealous, creating defamation, I think that's what that word is, of character, as well as if any and all things that will occur at the expo will then lead to your arrest and all persons involved.
Arrest for what?
It gets better.
I'm ecstatic to attend Exotica. So ecstatic that my bags are already packed and I can't wait to see everyone. Happy face emoji.
Dude, she's on one.
What the fuck?
Am I going to get defamation has to be
something that is not true.
Exactly.
Okay, well, exactly. That is true.
So I see it as you were saying you do not care about the threats your hired staff has sent me and false claims against me, as well as you're agreeing you will not make the necessary, you got to see the spelling, arrangements.
Who wrote that?
Arrangements.
Prevent further threatening behavior from yourself and your hired staff. Thus, I, as your hired talent, will outsource police officers and security, and any and all illegal force used against you and your staff will be completely of your own will. Thank you so much, and I will notify all local authorities of your position. As well, note, no other press interviews have been notified to myself, so I will not be held responsible for doing
for
any
myself.
Birth. As well, note, I do not care to deal with you and your staff. Do not be around me. Have the box of Vivid DVDs at the assigned table in front as usual, posters, etc. If for any reason there is an issue, I will leave and you could deal with authorities.
I will leave.
Actually,
I will leave.
She spelled it authorities. So I don't know if there's like, those are like
we are
there's some bipolar shit going on right now. Yeah, that's like, what that's
I was just saying.
No, there's some also like mind altering like tweaking that goes on there
for
too.
Sure.
Like
there's some drugs involved.
Discrimination, your defamation of character is being recorded, and I personally do not respect mental respect people who have mental issues. If you can handle talking to people with respect and being professional, then there are other owners of Exotic who may do a better job than you, and maybe you should leave it up to the other professionals who can handle themselves. I wish you all the best in sorting out your mental illnesses. Stay away from myself.
Dude,
it was...
That's like one of the worst things I've ever heard in my life.
When we're loading this onto iTunes later, do we put the key, do we put her name in the SEO?
Absolutely. Yes. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, so the kicker, the kicker, and if Dan's going to take it this far, I'm just going to take it the rest of the way. I'm going to send you a photo of what I sent to Dan. I'm going to throw it up here on screen.
My God.
This is what we're dealing with at this point. Like it doesn't have the side by side, so like you can't see what it was versus what it is, and I underscore it. It's pretty wild.
Wow, that's some whacked shit.
I'm disgusted.
Yeah. Somebody's bipolar.
By the way, at the end of the day, I will say that mental issues are, you know, they're a bitch, man, and like you support everybody with them until they blow up to a point that like that shit, like, but you honestly, there's part of me that's like, you got to be not there to be there, you know.
That's right. Humbleness goes a long way. Like, I hate when all these like stars that are like mainstream come into porn or come into the like industry and they act like they overruled us. Like, I wish I could have been on Teen Mom. I tried.
What's even scarier is like, actually,
I wanted a kid at 16 because that show. Like, what?
Are you serious? Like, by the way, because that's a story. Like, I mean, people have talked about like getting on Teen Mom was a real thing. Like,
I wanted to be a Teen Mom. I know that's stupid, but like when I was a teenager, I wanted to be a Teen Mom.
Okay. And so by creating that show, they actually like. You know what?
It started with Zoe 101.
Batman, your parents are dead. Stop talking.
They're so biased, though. Like, they won't accept anybody in the adult industry. Like, for me, it was like, Big Brother Canada. Nope. You're in the adult industry. Like, I ain't even like, but it was like, no. No. Sorry.
Like, Bella, let's
get into it however they want. Whatever, but we can't go in there.
That's not fair. That's not fair.
Damn,
life's not
son
fair.
Of a bitch.
It fucking sucks for us because, like, we have the most. Honestly, I'm speaking on all sex workers though. We have the most discrimination. Like, just look at Instagram.
Dude, we're discriminated against by proxy. Like, literally, like, we lose our accounts because we are affiliated with. Not even because we are. You know what I mean? It's just like, fuck those guys.
It's
like,
bullshit.
Try being a bad man.
Batman.
Do you think it's easy for Jay walking around looking like Tom Cruise? Really?
Oh, it's
pretty easy.
It's pretty easy to me.
Listen, man, I'm the first to admit I'm a middle-aged white guy. My shit ain't like I got it as easy as it comes. I'm right down the middle. Like, I, you know.
Wait, Jay, I'm gonna look up something here. Hold on, Jay. We're gonna have some fun with this. I know we're nearing the end of our show. I gotta put on my glasses.
It goes on until Monday's Dan's Zoom call on Monday at 11 o'clock.
I want it to go on forever because I'm having so much fucking fun.
I love you, Teddy. You're the best. We're so glad to be able to get together like this.
Yeah, your kids are awesome.
Dude, they're crazy, right? Like,
we're gonna do some.
It's literally. Let me tell you, like,
let's try Jay's acting class here.
What am I doing?
So cute.
I want you to do some let's see.
Dude, if you tell me that goddamn no, I can't. Like, I'm like seven drinks in. Like, I literally, there's a reason I expected to take these sunglasses off like after like 5 minutes. I've kept them on because I'm like would not look right. Yeah.
He's lit.
Look at me. I like, if I had an office chair, I'd be like sitting back now. Like, oh.
All right, check this out. Like, I can still somewhat function here. All right, Jay, we're going to the chat here. Jay.
Right.
All right. Jay. Everybody. Tay.
Jay.
Tay and Tay. Tay, can you read over on that chat right there right now? What's on there?
It came up. Wait.
It went away.
Jay, you can see the chat, right?
I can see it.
You got to click the little chat.
Is that going to take me away from this screen? No. All right, I'll do it. Let's see what happens. Oh, here we go. So.
All right. So hold on. This is a scene from Top Gun.
Yeah.
Jay, you will be Maverick.
Okay. Okay.
And Taylor, you will be Charlie.
Oh man.
Okay. Here we go.
Ready?
You ready?
Hold on. Ready? All right, Bella, you're the director, so you got to tell them when to go.
What the fuck? I can't. Okay, go.
Jesus Christ. Action. And you think I'm reckless? When I fly, I'll have you know that my crew and my plane come first.
Well, I'm going to finish my sentence, Lieutenant. My review of your flight performance was right.
Is that right?
That is right, but I held something back. I see some real genius in your flying, Maverick, but I can't say that. In there, I was afraid that everyone in the tax trailer would see right through me. And I just don't want anyone to know that I've fallen for you.
Okay, now we do it.
And scene.
Yes!
That was really on the spot, okay? I'm a much better actress.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, you guys are great.
Yeah, you gotta admit, that was pretty good.
Those
we're drunk. You need a nurse?
Oh my God. You know what?
Hold on. Check me out. Find more. Let's see, Top Gun.
No, Dan, we're done with this. That was very good. That was an amazing stick. We are also 6 hour, or what is 6 o'clock? 6, 7 minutes, 18:42, 9 hour, 16:14, 15.
The happy hour 25. Is now 1 hour and 7 minutes ish.
That's like,
so
yeah, like
that's a bunch more than I can drink. Yeah, I'm like,
real quick to wrap things up, Tay. I know you're a big Tom Brady fan. I hope he beats the Giants.
I'm a Patriots
Giants.
Fan.
I know. Yeah. Oh, well, you like Tom
but
Brady.
Are you a Tom Brady fan?
I love Tom Brady, but Patriots first, though.
Damn. All right. I know it's time pretty much for me to wrap up because I just took my finger and was moving around on the table in front of me thinking it was my mouse.
Yeah, my you need to go to bed.
Remember when I told you that like 15 minutes before the show, like everything's fine, and then an hour later, it's like somebody's got a boob out? Yeah, like this is the problem.
Leave me be.
Well, my fans are in for a treat tonight, then.
Oh, boy.
Speaking
of fans, Tay, why don't you tell us where people can find more about you?
So I'll definitely be live tonight on camwoodtay.com, CAMWRTHA, as a nurse tonight. And tomorrow I'll be something
nice.
And then on my OnlyFans, which is playwoodtay.com or OnlyFans.com/TayStevens, you guys get all my Halloween photo sets and all that. So join now. It's on sale, and it's never on sale. So, bam.
So go visit Tay at her OnlyFans and her social media. Bella, where can people find you online?
Oh, God. Well, Twitter and my OnlyFans are both XXX Bella Rose. Yeah.
Is Instagram gone now?
My Instagram.
Is it there? Is it there?
It's there. Mine's okay. Never been either.
Well, then it's Bella Elise Rose.
Right? Yeah, and okay, no one's cool. Gonna know how to spell that.
So that's it. Well, we got it up on the screen.
We got it on the screen for you. So the good news is you don't have to try and spell it right now.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Right. Listen.
I'm just online.
And
just
Bella,
figure it out.
Oh my God. Just remember, there's still time to change your mind between now and Tuesday. Come on, you can do it. Think long and hard.
Whatever your choice is, Jay, I'm just going to say because we're fucked either way. So at this point, everything's pretty
y'all
much decided anyway. So guys, whatever matters, vote. Just make your voice heard.
Agreed.
Whatever the results are, just fucking
wait,
deal
for the
with
president?
It. Yeah, just deal with it. Just deal with it. We'll move on. Everybody gets
Trump
along.
Trump, you're not my friend. If you want...
So if you want to be Bella's little, if you want to be one of Bella's fellas,
Bella's fellas, I like that.
Vote red for her. If you want free Exotica tickets to any event happening in 2020, vote for Biden. Jay, I don't know what else to say.
All right, this is Dan. This is where you just there's
a great time.
There's four words that work with this. Stay safe.
I think this show is a
success. I do too. All right. We love you guys. We'll catch you soon.
Keep your fucking hands
hey, Dan.
And by the way, there's an uptick, so wear your mask. Stay safe.
Stay sexy, everybody. We'll see you soon.